Timbari. I sold my jewels and we purchased tickets to sail to New York.
How long ago was this?
4 years. At first, fortune smiled upon us. Gennaro was able to do some service to a wealthy businessman, Mr. Caso. He saved him from an attack by some ruffians in a place they call the Bowery. You know it?
I know it only too well. Clifford Castle is the senior partner of Castle and Zambra, the chief fruit importers in New York City. Out of gratitude, Castle took Gennaro Luca under his wing.
He was very good. He gave my husband work in his office and soon made him head of his department. We were able to take a little house in Brooklyn. Our future was full of promise.
Until the day your husband ran into Giuseppe Giorgiano.
He was like a black cloud, shutting out the sun. And he soon covered the whole sky.
Signora, don't distress yourself. Please continue, Mr. Leverton.
Well, like I said, we were already keeping tabs on the man. The Italian police had made contact and warned us about him. After that, we had him tailed wherever he went. And one of the places he went was the Lucas house in Brooklyn.
He used to come and visit us. I could not understand why my Gennaro, who was so good, could befriend such an evil man. I asked him many times, but he would not discuss it. Until one evening, soon after he had come home from the office, the doorbell rang. When I opened the door, Signor Leverton walked in.
Mrs. Luca?
Yes?
Is your husband home?
Why, yes, he is, but...
I have a word... Ah, there you are, Mr. Luca.
Who are you, huh? What do you want?
The name's Leverton, from Pinkerton's Detective Agency. I'm making inquiries in connection with a fellow countryman of yours, Giuseppe Giorgiano.
I know nothing about him.
Oh, but Gennaro...
I do not know the man.
I hate to have to disagree with you, sir, but you were seen with him in a bar on Bleecker Street not more than an hour ago. I need to know what business you discussed with him.
I do not understand.
Emilia, please. When I say I don't know him, I mean, I hardly know him. He comes from my home district in Italy, and he likes to talk about old times. That is all. I do not do any business with him.
Is that so? And what can you tell me about the Red Circle, Mr. Luca?
I can tell you nothing. I know nothing of the Red Circle or about this man. I've done nothing wrong. Now stop asking me questions and get out of my house!
When Mr. Leverton had gone, I begged Gennaro to tell me the truth. I put my arms about him because I saw he was afraid, a deep secret fear. And at last, he told me everything.
We know Giorgiano was one of the Red Circle leaders. I suppose your husband is a member of the Brotherhood?
Oh, not anymore. At home in Naples, in his young days, when he was wild and rebellious, he had joined the organization. But he soon realized he had made a terrible mistake. When we fled to America, he thought he had cast it off forever. Then he met Giorgiano again, who began to blackmail him and tried to involve him in criminal activities. Gennaro showed me a paper he had thrust into his hand that very day, with a red circle upon it. It was an order to attend a meeting. If he disobeyed, he would be killed.
Oh, you should have told me. We could have protected him.
Oh, there was no protection against such a man. And if anything happened to Gennaro, I would have been left alone, penniless in a foreign land. Worse still, more than once, Giorgiano had tried to force his attentions upon me. He made no secret of the fact that he found me attractive. Oh, without Gennaro, I would become a helpless victim. We both knew that.
So, your husband obeyed the command.
He attended the meeting?
He did. That night he was very late in returning. I feared for his life. When he came home, it was almost midnight. But he was not alone.
Come in, sir. You know my wife.
Mr. Cass.
Of course. A very great pleasure, ma'am.
Oh, how do you do? Forgive me. I am in my dressing gown. I was not expecting...
Neither was I. But your husband was most insistent when he telephoned and asked me to meet him here.
Oh.
Now then, my friend. What's all this about, huh?
Sit down, please. Both of you. Mr. Castle, I believe you have recently met an Italian by the name of Giuseppe Giorgiano.
That man, I knew it. If it is bad news, I knew that he would be involved in it.
Well, I've met him, yes. But I'm sorry to hear he's an acquaintance of yours. He came to my home a few weeks back and tried to blackmail me.
Oh, no.
It seems he's the ringleader of some gang. He goes around threatening successful businessmen with violence unless they pay him money.